Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Seven straight wins by the Phils. Welcome on in. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on this, well, stress-free Phillies night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. I know Sixers game currently going on, so a lot to get into, a lot to react to. 215-592-9494 to get in. The wrap-up sponsored by Blaser Swiss Lube and Krevitz, the metalworking fluid specialist providing professional CNC machine cleaning, coolant maintenance programs, and waste coolant disposal. Krevitz.online. Seven straight wins for the Phils, which means that me and Spike have to run, well, I'm running 7 miles. He is walking 7 miles, but regardless, whatever it takes to help this, to celebrate this run that his team is currently on. And my biggest takeaway of the game, and a couple of my biggest takeaways from the game, as always, are brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Is this team just, we've talked a lot post-game, they've just settled in. Like, they've settled in, they've calmed down, and they just look like a good ball club right now. It's almost as simple as that. Like, we don't need to get too crazy here and talk about how good they are, whatever, you know, the World Series back on, sure. But, like, they're just a good team, and they've just completely settled into this. And a lot of the things that were ailing them early in the year, whether it was not moving runners along, not getting guys in from third base with less than 2 outs. I mean, they had 2 sac flies tonight. I know that doesn't, like, mean much. But when you are talking about winning baseball and when you get into the time period where it's like, okay, you know, let's go win a ball game. It's not all just going to be home run or bust. You got to find other ways to score. Little things like getting runners in from third base with less than 2 outs, like, that stuff matters. So they've settled in from the standpoint of it seems like offensively it's slowed down a little bit. Feels like they've totally cleaned up the base running. I mean, it was so infuriating the first week and a half, 2 weeks of the season where they're just making inexcusable errors on the base pass. That has been pretty much cleaned up now. Like, I mean, they executed a first and third play yesterday. I haven't seen a well-executed first and third play since, like, high school. So that's been really good to see. You know, Schwarber scoring from first base. I was told he clogs the bases up. Guess that's not the case anymore since he's so spry and he's flying around the bases. But regardless, little things like that is winning baseball. And the defense has settled in. You know, Marsh is a stud in left field. Rojas is, you know, it's so hard not to gush about his defense because while Marsh is a really good center fielder and Pache is a really good center fielder, there's just something different about Johan Rojas. He is a different kind of defensive player. So you have those two. Turner's defense, it seems like as soon as he started hitting, The defense really picked up. He's moving quicker out there. Boehm just continues to be a revelation at third base. And, you know, there's a couple points early in the season, especially with Trey, where I was like, man, you like to see more from that. You know, he wasn't doing much at the plate. Well, now the defense has picked up, the offense has picked up. And you just look at this team as a whole right now, and when it comes down to winning baseball, they're doing a lot of the things right that was frustrating to begin the season. It's all coming around now. They're just kind of showing up and winning ball games. They're not going to, you know, win every game the rest of the way out, but you know, it kind of feels like they've settled into their sweet spot here, and the first week of the season is hopefully in the past. And you know, shout out to my guy Luke Arcaney, who has that this is the first time they've won 7 games in a row in April since 1953. So I guess every team in Philly's history has started slow, essentially. But 1953, the last time, they had a 7-game winning streak in April. So really impressive stuff, taking care of business. That Reds team, well, not great. Certainly better than the Rockies and White Sox, and they went up there and took care of business. So impressive stuff from that. That was my biggest takeaway. The other big takeaway, and he's my player of the game, sponsored by South Jersey Gas, committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome. And that's Ranger Suarez. I mean Ranger Suarez tonight just continuing his run of excellence. I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, he has been absolutely ridiculous. And he's not one of these guys and that's going to blow you away with all kinds of stuff. But you know what he is he's an absolute bulldog. He is a bulldog on the mound. He mixes in 5 pitches. And the nice part about where the groove that Ranger's in right now is the hitters have no idea what's coming. I mean, even in the 7th tonight, he threw a 2-2 curveball to close it out. That was like a 59-footer maybe. And because he's been so good at throwing that cutter up and in and getting the 4-seamer in and swing like that even third time through a lineup. And it's so funny because, you know, I've talked a lot about Ranger and how when I watch him, he just reminds me so much of Cliff Lee, and he's like a mix of Cliff Lee and Moyer. When they would get on these runs, they would just be really, really tough to slow down. And he's in one of those runs right now. He has the longest scoreless inning streak since Cliff Lee in August 17th to September 10th, 2011. Cliff Lee had 30 2/3 scoreless. Rangers at 25 consecutive scoreless innings. His Cy Young odds are now, I believe, plus 1,500. Like, he is on an absolute heater right now. He's so competitive in the strike zone. He's mixing in all 5 pitches. He's keeping hitters off balance. He's making quick work of them. And he's fielding his position at a ridiculously high level. I mean, a great play earlier tonight. Like, man, it's so... If you were just a fan of the sport and you are a pitching nerd, I don't know how you don't watch what Ranger Suarez is doing and just be almost marvel at it, because he's a nice throwback to what a lot of, I mean, I know what I grew up with. Obviously, if you're older than me, and it seems like everyone listens to the station's older than me, like, this is what it used to look like. Just competitive, in the strike zone, quick outs, letting your defenders make plays. He's not striking out the world right now. He's letting his defense make plays, and they're stepping up behind him. And it's just been a really impressive run by Ranger, and it's so fun to watch when he gets into these grooves. And I'm just happy that a lot of the postseason stuff is now translating over to the regular season. And, I mean, might be in for a fun ride. This starting staff is on quite the heater. It could be ruined this weekend when Taiwan's back in. But regardless, everyone else is doing their job. And Ranger was just brilliant tonight. And my final takeaway from the game is just 2 hitters I want to highlight. Johan Rojas is continuing to develop in front of our eyes. Just having much better at-bats. Smoked a triple tonight off the wall, which, again, it looks like he hits the ball hard, and then it, like, dies at the wall, or dies, like, into the left fielder's glove, like shallow, but it looks like it's ripped. He's actually starting to do some legitimate damage. And it's for a guy that looked as lost as he did, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I mean, those last like 13 games, he's batting over 400. Johan Rojas. So I'm happy because frankly, watching him play defense is special. But I always had this fear of like, okay, well, how long can they realistically keep him up here to where he's not completely cratering and he's killing his confidence? Well, his confidence is pretty sky high right now. So Johan Rojas is doing a job and continuing to just cement himself as this team's center fielder. And the other is Alec Bohm. You know, two more hits tonight. He was 2 for 2, and then he got out in the last two plate appearances. But before his third plate appearance, he had an over 300 average, a over 400 OBP, and an over 500 slugging percentage. I mean, that's a high, high, high-level baseball player. So he's starting to hit the baseball really hard, starting to do a little bit more damage. You know, he's lifting the baseball just a little bit more. But I thought those two, you know, there's other good things from the lineup, but just the continued development of Rojas and Bohm right now is really exciting to see. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in and react to the game while we are coming down to the wire in the Sixers game, I'll get your calls on the other side. Plus, we also have some thoughts on Pulling Ranger a little bit early tonight and some thoughts out of the bullpen. It's the final out here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I mean, enough with the laughing, Fransky and Stock. That's a big K. That's a big strikeout for Ranger tonight. Welcome back. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looked so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you, reacting to the Phils winning 7-0 out in Cincinnati tonight in Game 1 of their series. The pitch count tonight, sponsored by the Plumbers Union Local 690, protecting the health of the nation. Visit plumbers690.org. 88 pitches for Ranger tonight, and I know I can just sense the fury at pulling him from the game as he's on a little bit of a roll. Like, listen, it's April. He just pitched a complete game shutout against the Rockies. He was, I mean, a 4-0 lead at that point. The bullpen should be able to hold, and it was nice of Cody Clemens to add the little cherry on top. But again, I don't need to run Ranger into the ground. He did his job. He was brilliant. He was in total control. And let him just kind of ride that momentum. And we don't need to keep pushing him, pushing him, pushing him. It's not the 1970s. So I'm fine with pulling him there in that situation. Had some guys in the bullpen that needed to get some work. And Stocker mentioned there in the postgame about how, you know, Ranger was pretty much at a 20% usage rate on all of his pitches tonight. And that's just, it's so hard to square up a pitcher when you have no idea what's coming, or you have no trends, or you have nothing that you can kind of lean on and be like, okay, he's going to go to this pitch here, but Ranger has such good command of all his pitches right now. And that cutter's a real game changer for him too. I mean, this organization has turned into a big cutter. You know, they've got some splitters there. Their cutter split and sweeper, I guess, right now. But the cutter is something that's been an equalizer for Ranger specifically. I mean, just giving him a weapon for these right-handed pitchers or right-handed hitters is so, so massive, and it gets him off the changeup away. It gets him off, you know, fastballs. Like, it's a really important pitch. So I think it's been a really big equalizer for him. And the fact that he can throw five of them for strikes is really impressive as well. 215-592-9494. But some other thoughts. I mean, you know, they went to Soto and Hoffman, and Soto needed that kind of performance. You know, he's a guy who has really good stuff, but I think his fastball is pretty hittable, you know, and it looked tonight like his main idea, I guess, heading into that inning was, I'm going to throw more sliders, and I think getting people off that fastball is going to be so much more important for him. Like, his slider's a really good pitch, so Soto looked like looked good in a bounce back spot. The thing that sucks for bullpen pitchers, man, is that, like, he didn't allow a run, I don't believe, until his last outing. He got charged with five, even though Hoffman didn't come in and do a job, and it jacked his ERA up to like 9. Like, that stinks, man, because he had a pretty good start to the year. And then I thought Hoffman just looked dominant in the ninth. I know it was 7-0, but I think he needed that. Like, last couple outings, at least, he had spiked some pitches, and I needed him to get back into a rhythm, because he's the most, I mean, outside Alvarado, I think he's the most important guy in that bullpen, because he's their best right-handed option. Sir Anthony's a question mark right now. Kirkring's coming back from an injury. Marte's developing, but I don't think he's totally trustworthy yet. Hoffman is a huge, huge piece of that bullpen, and it was good to see him kind of just come out throwing 97 and looking mad. I like when Hoffman looks mad. So a dominant effort tonight by the Phils with Bryce Harper on the paternity list, and not exactly their A lineup out there. Let's go to the phones. Jim's in the Northeast. What's happening, Jim?
Jack, thanks for picking my call again, pal. How are you?
I appreciate you, man. How's it going?
Good, good. Hey, Jack, just for clarification's sake, for last year about Ranger, I know he had a good start off. Was he injured for a little bit and then came back and kind of returned back to form?
Last year?
Yes.
Yeah, last year. So he went to the World Baseball Classic, and then he left with a forearm strain. And I believe he missed like a couple starts to begin the year. That's when I think they had to put Strom in the rotation. And then it kind of felt like he was really good or kind of shaky for a good 2 month stretch there. And then, of course, when the playoffs rolled around, it was like, oh, there's our guy, Ranger. So, yeah, he'd been of an up and down last year, and I'm sure a lot of that was attributed to missing most of spring training.
Got it. And my last question before you check it out, I'll hang up, is Taiwan Walker's return. I'm looking at his numbers, and it's tough to ignore Turnbull's numbers. Is, or do you think Walker is on a, kind of a short leash with how well Turnbull's been pitching?
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Jim. I do. I mean, I'm okay. Like, I'm not thrilled, obviously. I love what Turnbull's doing, and I just believe in what he's doing more. I understand the innings thing with Turnbull. I do. But I would like to see him falter before I just rush him out of the rotation. But if they want to give Taiwan like 3 starts, and if it just looks wrong or looks bad, I don't think he has that much time. I would be surprised if 5 starts of just looking bad, maybe. It's just what he's done so far in all of his rehab appearances. It's like, what am I supposed to be super geared? Like, they keep saying, oh, well, the adrenaline of a big league game, that'll get his velocity up. I mean, I get it. But yesterday at AAA, again, he generated 1 whiff. He struck out 1 guy. He touched 93 times. He walked 3. He allowed 4 earned. Like, that's against AAA. How's it going to look against the Padres this weekend? So we'll see. I'm not rooting against Taiwan. I love what Turnbull's done. I think there's something there. I like that. At least I feel like I have hope when he's on the mound versus Taiwan, where it feels like, okay, well, we're gonna go down 4 and then hopefully the offense can kind of scratch back. But I am not, and the reality is that Taiwan just might be done. I mean, he might just not have any bullets left in the arm. I mean, that's how it goes with some of these pitchers, where you just lose it. And he very might have just has a cooked arm, and that would be incredibly frustrating with 3 years, $54 million left. But that's the reality of the situation. So we'll see. I'm hoping for the best, and I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do until we see him. I guess we're kind of just going to talk about it. But man, I have liked Spencer Turnbull. I'm excited to see what he can do this week against the Reds. 215-592-9494. We will look ahead to tomorrow. Get the rest of your phone calls and check out the play of the game before handing things off to Jody Mack here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back. It is The Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you. Final segment here of The Final Out before we hand things off to Jody Mack as he takes you through the rest of the night. A lot of Sixers reaction, I'm sure, as this one is coming down to the wire. But that was my play of the game, sponsored by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo and mustard of the Phillies. Cody Clemens is going to have to play a little bit here. You know, he might not be up here for long, but every time I know he got cold last year, but he was hot at the beginning of the year when they kind of needed him with Bryce out with recovering from the Tommy John surgery. He stepped up and he's Mr. Spring Training. Like, no one's more dominant in spring training than Cody Clemens. So you have that. He's gonna have to play these next couple days. They expect Bryce to be out until Thursday. So it's going to be a couple games here of Cody Clemens, and it already reminds me of many people will forget, but the real ones won't, the Drew Ellis run of last year and his contributions to the 2023 Phillies. Well, maybe we're getting that from Cody Clemens on this little four-day stretch. It is interesting they picked him over Derek Hall, but I guess they like the versatility that Clemens does provide. And, I mean, he can hit. I mean, he launched that ball tonight, had a couple hits early, like, he's a solid, he's probably a quad A player, but still, at least maybe he could play his way into a bench role on this team. You know, they could definitely use another bench role. So, either way, good to see for Cody Clemens. Got to feel good for him. And regardless, good stuff from Cody Clemens tonight. Dave's in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Hey, Jack. Just a total complete victory. It was a great baseball game to watch. I mean, obviously not as a Reds fan, but as a Phillies fan, just the defense, getting Bryson Stott with the sack fly and a ground out, getting runs home that way, not having to deal. And then Cody Clemens coming with the kind of like the difference maker at the end. And
well, isn't it so bad, Dave? Like when they execute a sack fly or they're able to kind of just do their job, I get so happy. It's like, finally, do the little things.
Just like you wish, you know, I mean, obviously the game's not played that way anymore. It's more of a, you know, hit the home run and hopefully, you know, that's kind of been taken out, the hit and run, all that kind of stuff. But it is nice when you can execute sack flies and those types of things and get runs in early. And it kind of put Hunter Green on the defensive. I thought they did a good job kind of attacking his fastball and, you know, putting some good swings on a Boehm, hit the ball very hard the first time up. If that got in the air, that would have went a long way. But, you know, he's starting to swing the bat really well. And just the one piece that kind of goes missing, I thought Soto's pace that he worked with tonight was he got the ball and threw it. There wasn't a lot of walking around. They're like, you know, fooling with the ball. Like, he just got it and threw it. And, you know, I thought that at bat where he just knocked down De La Cruz on three swings was, you know, good confidence builder for him. Because we're going to need him and Hoffman and everybody out there eventually. You know, I know the starting pitching can't last forever with the way they're going.
I know, but man, the starting pitching is so awesome. Fun to watch right now. It's ridiculous. I mean, you do that whole thing, and you didn't even mention Ranger going seven shutout. I mean, there's a lot.
No, I mean, it's the most satisfying just pitching performance. And I thought he was like, when he first started, he was down to, he was throwing like 88, 86 cutter, and I thought his velocity, I thought he was a little, you know, it was going to be a rough night for him, but then he picked it up to 92 and just hit spots, and he's just so fun to watch because it's just playing catch with JT the whole night.
Yeah, it's old school, man, and it's a lot of fun, and I appreciate the call, Dave. You know, it is so funny because obviously home runs are great, but a well-executed sack fly and just doing a job, it matters more to me. I don't know why. Maybe it's as I get, you know, I'm over 30 now.
You're also a nerd.
I am, man. Like, I'm over 30, starting to appreciate little things and little things like that. You know, when people talk about them being so home run or bust and that kind of dependent, like, I don't totally disagree because when it comes down to playoff baseball, being able to execute that stuff matters. And I like that they've cleaned a lot of that up. So tomorrow on the mound for the Reds is Andrew Abbott. You know, Andrew Abbott, young pitcher, but he kind of reminds me a little bit of Ranger from the standpoint of, like, I think he's just a bulldog. And he did pitch pretty well early in the season against the Phils. And it's not going to be a super easy one tomorrow. I didn't think it'd be easy tonight against Hunter Green, but they did a really good job against them. So Chris Sanchez on the mound for the Phils, who is obviously looking to maintain his little hot streak as well. Just kind of keeping the train rolling here with this Phils starting staff that is just continuing to put out sheer dominance, but none better than Ranger Suarez, who has the longest consecutive scoreless inning streak since Cliff Lee in 2011. Ridiculous. Either way, that's going to do it for me. Let's hope the Sixers can close out a victory here. Francisco Rojas produced the program tonight. Jody Mack, he'll take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WYP.